Today's Amud is Yevamis Tzadi Amud Beis. We're holding on Tzadi Amud Beis, four lines from the top, by the words Tashima. So Rav Chisda is still trying to prove his point that Yesh Koyach Biad Chachamim La'akur Davar Min HaTorah, that Chazal have the ability to be Oikur even a Din D'Araisa. Chazal could be Oikur Din D'Araisa wherever they see fit. So says the Gemara Tashima, I'll bring you a Raya from a Braisa. The Braisa darshins the Pasuk Elov Tishmon, that you should listen to the Navi. You should listen, Navi, Bikerbucha Me'achacha Kamayni Yakumucha Hashem Alekecha Elov Tishmon. You should listen to him. The Gemara, the Braisa darshins that you should listen to him. Afilu Oimer Loch Avur Al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Shebet Torah, even if he tells you to be over one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. And the Braisa brings an example, Kagoin Eliyahu Bahara Carmel, just like Eliyahu Hanavi on Har HaKarmel, where the Yidden were unfortunately being over in Avodah Zarah, so he told the Yidden to bring a carbon, even though it was outside the Beis HaMikdash. They're being over on Shchutei Chutz, they're being bringing a carbon on the Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, at his mind that there was an Isser Bama to build your own Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, and Afal Pikin, he had them do it to show that Hashem Hu Alaykim, that Hashem is the right God, and they shouldn't be over in Avodah Zarah. So that's an example of a Navi who said to be over on a Daraisa, he said to be over on the Issa Daraisa, bringing a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, HaKol Lefisha Shema Aloi, everything according to the times, you shall listen to the Navi, even if he tells you to be over on a Daraisa. So says the Gemara, you see a Raya from here, that Yesh Kach Biad Chachamim, to be Iker Davar Min HaTorah. It says, Elav Tishmon, you shall listen to the Navi no matter what, even if he's telling you to go against the Din of the Torah. To which the Gemara says, that no, Shani Hasam Dechsev Elav Tishmon. Over there it's different, because the Torah says Elav Tishmon. So that's specifically a din by a Navi. By a Navi in a Chanami, the Torah tells us that you listen to a Navi is a Navi MS, you listen to a Navi even if he's telling you to be Eivar Nadin Daraisa. But that doesn't mean as a general klal that Chazal have the ability to be Eikar Davar Min HaTorah. This is something specific by a Navi. The Torah gave a special kayak to the Navi. So says the Gemara Veli Gamer Minei, why don't we learn from Elav Tishmon that this is true, that this is a klal, that Yesh Kach Biad Chachamim La'akur Davar Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says that no, Migdar Mil Sashani, because over here it's not just Stam that he's saying to be Eivar Davar Min HaTorah, to be Eikar Davar Min HaTorah. Over here it was different, it was being Migdar Milsa, Rashi explains, it was coming to save Klal Yisrael from being Eivar Avodah Zarah. It was a takana that was necessary for those times, so Migdar Milsa, then in a Chanami there's such a kayak. But typically speaking, Chazal can't just wherever they see fit be Eikar Davar Min HaTorah. The case that Rav Chisda was dealing with, just to remind ourselves, was the case of being Tairei Min HaTamei Al HaTar, a person had grapes and he took off a Tamei grape as Truma for all of his grapes that were Tar. And so Rav Chisda says that the halacha is, well, the Mishnah says Loyasav Leklum. Rav Chisda explains that to mean that even the Truma grape that he separated as Truma, that's Tamei, which is going to cause a loss to the Kayin, it goes back to being in its Tevel state and he has to take off Truma again. Now why not just say let it remain Truma, because Midarai said Truma, let it remain Truma and then take off Truma again? Rav Chisda said because he was concerned that maybe that the person won't end up taking off Truma a second time. So therefore Chazal said that no, we're going to take that Truma, which is Truma Min HaTorah, and treat it as Tevel. Now it's going to be Chulin. That's being Oikar Davar Min HaTorah. That's not Migdar Milsa. Fine, it's true. The person might not take off Truma a second time, but Midaraisa doesn't have a Chiyah to take off Truma a second time. So that's definitely not Migdar Milsa. So this is not a good Raya, just because by Migdar Milsa we find that Yesh Koyach Biad Chachamim, Yesh Koyach to be Oikar Davar Min HaTorah, that doesn't mean that you can learn from there to the case of the grapes. So this is not a good Raya to defend the Shita of Rav Chisda. So the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa. The braisa says, the halacha is that bitloy mevutal, divrei Rebbe. So this is a Gemara in Gittin Alam and Gimel Medalef. The Gemara over there is discussing the fact that if a person sends a shliach to give a get to his wife, so min haTorah, he could just go to a bezdin right nearby. He could tell them, you know, I sent the shliach yesterday. He didn't yet deliver the get. It takes a week to get to my wife's location. So I know he didn't get there yet. I want to be mevatel the get. It should be on the record. I was mevatel the get. Mida Raisa, that works. However, Chazal were concerned that if a person would be able to be mevatel the get in such a way, so then So then the person would be mevatel the get, and his wife won't even know about it. His wife won't know that really the get was in this battle. And she'll go ahead and she'll get remarried, and really she's an eishes ish, because really she was never divorced, and she's going to go ahead and get remarried. So therefore, midrabanan, they said that the person should only be mevatel again if he's in front of the shliach that he sent or in front of his wife. This way for sure his wife won't get mixed messages. So that's the halacha. Now the shaila is, let's say he goes to Beis Din and he's mevatel again. Let's say he does it. Chazal said that he shouldn't do such a thing. He has to be mevatel in front of the shliach or in front of his wife. Let's say he goes to Beis Din and he's mevatel the get. What's the halacha? So the halacha is bitloy mevutal divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says midaraisa, it works. So it works. It works. If he does it, he wasn't supposed to. There's a lot of bad things that can happen from this. Lamaisa, if he does it, so it's considered a good bitl, and now the get is bitl. That's Rebbe Shita. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel, that ain't a yachol loy levat loy v'loy lohisav al tenayoy. Then no, he's not able to go and be mevatel the get if he's not in front of his wife or the shliach, and he can't add any sort of conditions onto the get. He can't add anything because that's all going to make it that that the woman's going to think she's divorced and really she's not. So Chazal said she can't that he can't do such a thing. And even if he does, we're going to say that the get is not batal. Why? Midaraisa, it is batal. So why do we say that it's not? Because in Cain, if we're going to allow his bitl to work, so then makayach bezdin yafa. So what did bezdin accomplish? Bezdin said you're doing a naughty thing if you go ahead and you're mevatal your get. It's not going to accomplish anything if after the fact you're going to tell him that it works. In order to strengthen Chazal's takana, they had to make it that even if the guy goes to Beis Din and he's mevatel the get, the bitl does not work. Now wait a second, says the Gemara, Bahacha, the midaraisa batul get, midaraisa, the get becomes batul. When he goes to Beis Din, he says he wants to be mevatel the get that he sent, so midaraisa, that's a good bitl. Umishum makayach Beis Din kasharina neishas ish la'amma, and because of this concern of makayach Beis Din yafe, so now we're going to say that the bitl doesn't work, and we're going to say that the get is a valid get, and now his wife could go ahead and get remarried. We're going to be matter and isser of Eishes Ish. So you see, Chazal have a kayach to be oiker davar min atayra. Here it's not migdar milsa. And you see that Chazal have such a kayach to be oiker davar min atayra. Says the Gemara, no, that this is not being oiker davar min atayra. There's a mechanism, even within the realm of the Raisa, that gives Chazal the ability to make it that the get will not be bottled, meaning that the get will be valid, and that the woman will be divorced, that the woman will be free to get remarried. What is that mechanism? Says the Gemara, it's a mechanism called mand mekadesh adaita durabanan mekadesh. Now, anytime a person gets married, so he says, harea mekudashasli betabazu, kedas maishav Yisrael. He does it kedas Moshe Yisrael. It's according to the law of Moshe Yisrael. It's a daita de rabbanan mekadesh. He's doing it that it should be a valid kedushin, in as much as the rabbanan are masking to what he's doing. So, being that it's anyways al das lechachamim va'afkinu rabbanan lekedushin. So the rabbanan have the ability to now say, you know what, that kesef, we're going to say that kesef was just a matana ba'alma. He was just giving a lady a gift. It's funny, he was wearing a whole suit. She was wearing a white dress. They had guests that were watching him give her the gift. Yeah, funny guy. But lamaisa, we're going to say that that's all he was doing. He was giving her a gift. It wasn't kesef kedushin. It was time him gifting her with a ring. A little bit inappropriate, give a random lady a ring. But that's what he was doing. That's the way the rabbanim are going to view it. Because man de mekadesh, that did the rabbanim mekadesh, bafkin rabban le kedushin. So this person, going back to our story, this person who sent the get to his wife, and now he goes to Beis Din, and he goes and he wants to be mevatel the get. We are bothered. Hey, midaraisa, it's a good bittul, so she's still an eishes ish. How could Chazal say that no, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, how could Chazal say that the bittul doesn't work and she's allowed to get remarried? The answer is because whoever said that she's married, it was only marriage a daita de rabbanan. So in as much as the rabbanan could go back to the marriage that happened 20 years ago, whatever it was, and they could say that marriage, we're going to change it into a gift. We're changing that marriage. It's as if they were never married together. Since they were never married, so of course you can marry another man right now because she's not an Eishes Ish. She was never married. So therefore, it's not being Eiker Davar Min HaTorah. There's a mechanism in the realm of Daraisa that allows Chazal to be matter this woman to marry Lashuk even without the get. Afkin Rabban l'kedusha. Big sugi, exactly when, how, what exactly this kayach is of Afkinu, but that's the halacha that we see from our Gemara, that Afkinu Rabban l'kedusha, not something to be done, to be taken loosely, but there is such a kayach like this, that the Rabbanan have the ability to be mafkia kedusha. Now, Amar le Ravina l'Ravashi, Ravina asked Ravashi, Hatenach de Kaddish bekispa. That works out great if they got married in the normal way using kesef kedusha, he gave her a ring. But Kaddish bebiyo ma'ikal meimar, what if they were of the type, I guess, that they decided to get married with Bia, which we've had earlier, that Rav was mangin amanda mekadesh b'Bia. Rav used to give malka to such a person. It's not exactly the most sinniest thing to do. But l'maisa, let's say that's what they did. Let's say they got married. We're going to learn kedushin bez Hashem very soon. It's the next masechta. Anisha's nikness bekesef shtaru b'Bia. So let's say instead of using kesef, they used Bia. They used the mechanism of Bia to get married. So now what are the rabbanim going to do? When it comes to kesef, so we say, Chazal will tell us that that kesef wasn't kesef kedushin, it was kesef matana. Fine, there's something that they could do. The ma'isa, he gave her kesef, but there's something that they could do with the kesef. What are they going to do with the bia? Now, they're going to make the bia into a bia snus. They're going to make it that these people were mizana with each other, says the Gemara, 100%. Meaning that's the way some of the Rishonim explained the kasha. The kasha is that it sounds like such a pella. By bia, they're going to make it into that they were just having snus, says the Gemara, yes. That's exactly what they're going to do. Shavi rabbanu lebilasa bilasnus. They're going to make it that now the bia that they were having, what that they had back then, was really just the bia snus. It wasn't a bia that was l'shem kedusha. It was a bia that was as l'shem snus ba'alma and mamela. They were never married, and the same yisoid as the previous, what we said about kesef, the same yisoid, same idea, being that they were never married, so there is a mechanism in the realm of the araisa that Chazal could use to make it that this woman is free to get remarried. Not through allowing the get to work, and the araisa, the get is batal. So they can't just say that the get's going to work, but there's something else, there's a different tool that they could use. But the point is that it's not Chazal being oikar davar min ha-Torah. We still don't have any sort of makar that Chazal have the ability to be Iker Davar Min HaTorah, Wafrat Bekum Vaseh. We don't have any such makar that Chazal have such an ability. So says the Gemara, Tashema, one final raya, Amr Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, and we'll discuss this in the Raya Sal Halacha. We started to discuss, so we'll continue to discuss it this week, Bez Hashem, that Amr Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Shemati Shebezdin Makin Va'inshin, Shalai Min HaTorah. That I heard that Bezdin have the ability to give a person malchus and any sort of punishment, even if Min HaTorah, that's not the punishment that's due to the person. They could decide a person's Chayiv Misa, even though Min HaTorah is not Chayiv Misa. Rav Mangid Amanda Mekadesh Bebiya. Min HaTorah, it's 100% mutter to get married with Bia. Rav came and he decided that no, we're going to give Malkus to such a person. So it's Shalai Min HaTorah, it's Shalai Min HaDin. But Bezdin has such an ability to be Makin, to give a person Malkus, even if that's not the halacha. It's not the halacha that one who does Kedusha with Bia gets Malkus. Yet Rav Mangid Amanda Mekadesh Bebiya. Bezdin has such a kayaf to give punishments, even when that's not really the punishment that's deserved, that the person's deserving of. V'loy lavur al divrei Torah. That this doesn't mean that they're coming to be ivra on the Torah. They're not coming to change the Torah. They're not coming to say that, give some sort of, they're not going to give some sort of excuse that, oh, really, min haTorah, this is the chiyev. They're not 100% made up din, and they're not coming to change the Torah. There's certain times where they'll say that this is necessary for the times. We're going to give this punishment. We're going to give malchus to this person. We're going to be managed this person. The reason for this is because sometimes it's necessary to make a siyag l'Torah. If we would, at Bezdin, do everything exactly the way it says in the Torah, without changing any sort of things, not changing, without being using this ability, being makin v'ayin shalei min adin, so people would be able to take advantage of different halachic loopholes, and it would be very catastrophic. So therefore, there are times throughout history that we have different dinim, different halachas that are set up, which are not necessarily min haTorah, but they're siyagim, time, there are different halachas, there's different einshim, different halachas that Bezdin instituted in order to make a siag l'tayra. Umaisa, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, that we have a story about this as well. Umaisa ba'adam echad sherachav al sus b'shabbos. There was a story of a certain man who was riding on a horse on Shabbos, which is an issur d'rabbanan. Definitely not chayv misa. It's only an issur d'rabbanan to ride a horse on Shabbos. Maybe he'll come to peel off a branch from the tree. We had Mesachas Beitza, but l'maisa an issur d'rabbanan. He was doing this issur b'mei yevanim, and he was doing it during the wrong times. He was doing it during the period of the Greeks, which was a very sensitive time for Klal Yisrael. People, it was very fragile. People, Klal Yisrael was very fragile at the time with their mitzvah observance. And if this person was going to get away with riding a horse, so that could have led to a lot of other bad things. If he was going to be let away with this. Now, Min HaTorah, he didn't do anything wrong. Even Min HaRabbanan, he's not chayiv anything. He did an issur d'rabbanan. He rided on a horse on Shabbos. Yet what happened? V'havyuhu l'Bezdin. They brought him to Bezdin. Usakluhu. And they gave him malchus. Not because someone who rides a horse on Shabbos is chayiv skila. Because the time demanded it. If they were going to let him get away with it, it would lead to other bad things. So therefore, they had to be very strict, and they exercised this kayacha being einshin shaloi min haTorah, and they gave this person skila. They gave him skila for riding a horse on Shabbos. V'shuv ma'isa. There was another story, a different time period, perhaps. But adam echad shetiach v'ishrei tachas ateina. Where a certain man, he was together with his wife, and he was together with her, he was nizdavig with her underneath a fig tree, meaning in the open area where other people could see. So obviously a tremendous act of pritzas. Ve'viuhu lebezdin v'hilku. They brought him to Bezdin and they gave him malchus for this act of pritzas. Loibim neisharoy lekach. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that such a person is chayiv malchus for such a thing. Eloshat such shashat tzrich lekach. Bezdin understood that if they're going to let this guy get away with it, so it would cause a tremendous breach and sneas in the community. So therefore, they gave him malchus to really take a stand. So you see that Bezdin, now these things, if anything, they're usher to do it. How could Bezdin kill a person who's not chayiv skila? You can't just kill another yid. That's a being ayver on mitzicha. How could they give him malchus? You can't hit another yid. They're being ayver on hitting another yid on Loyosifu, perhaps. So how are they able to do these things? How they're being ayver on a deraisa? Yet you see that Yeshkayach Biyat Chachamim La'akur Davar Min HaTorah. Rav Chista's final raya, you see from here that Bez didn't have such a kayach, to which the Gemara says the same teretz that we said earlier from Eliyahu and Avi, that no, Migdar Milsa Shani. Over here it's different. Over here it's Migdar Milsa. This is not just Stam Chazal being Akur Davar Min HaTorah, saying that when you're Tayre Min HaTameh Alatar, we're going to take that Truma grape and turn it back into Chulin. That's a big chiddush. That's not Migdar Milsa. That's just Stam that Rav Chista was suggesting that Chazal of the ability to be Iker Davar Min HaTorah. That's not something you see from this Braisa. From this Braisa, you see something very specific, that when it's Migdar Milsa, so then in a Chanami, Chazal have such an ability to be Einshin Shaloi Min HaTorah. Ad Kan, Rav Chista is left without any sort of riot to his idea that Bezdin could just stam be Iker Davar Min HaTorah become Vasei. Going back to the Mishnah had spoken about a case of a woman whose husband went away, and an Eid Echad comes and tells her, your husband died. She goes ahead and she gets remarried. She gets remarried, I'll be Bezdin. Bezdin gave them honest to the Eid Echad. She goes and she gets remarried, and then her husband comes back. The halacha is that she's not allowed to be with either men. She needs a get from both men. She doesn't get a ksuba from either men. And the Mishnah said, neither man can be metameh for her, meaning a kayin is not allowed to, generally speaking, is not allowed to become tamei meis. To bury his wife, he's allowed to become tamei meis. In this case, the second man, if he's a kayin, cannot be metameh for her if she dies, because he's not her husband. That's pasha. She's an eishes ish. They thought they got married, but really they never got married, because she was an eishes ish the whole time. She thought her husband died, but lemaisa he never died. So of course, the marriage with the second man was never taifis. So him, of course, he cannot be metameh for her. The chiddush is that even the first husband, who's technically midaraisa mutter to her, because even though she was with another man, it was ba'ini, she thought her husband had died, it wasn't an act of rebellion, that's for sure. So technically speaking, she should be mutter to her husband. if she was an Aynes, even if Eishes Kayin, Aynes is Aser, but Lameisa, he's still married to her, he's definitely her husband, Afapikin, if he's a Kayin, he's not allowed to be Metameh for her. Now, where do we find such an idea? Says the Gemara Minalan, where do we find such an idea that if a Kayin is married to a woman that's usher to him, that he's not allowed to be metame for her? As the pasuk says, "Kiyim l'she'erai hakariv elav." One pasuk says that a kohen can be metame for she'erai hakariv elav, that he could be metame for she'erai. V'amar mar she'erai zu ishtai. It's referring to his wife. That the kohen's allowed to become tamei for burying his wife. Uksiv, yet we have the opposite. It says, Lo yitame ba'al ba'amav le'ichale. It says that a husband who's a kayin should not become tamei le'ichale, because it's going to make him into chulin. It's going to make him very mundane. So a husband is not allowed to become tamei meis. Sounds like a husband means for his wife. So one pasuk seems to say that he could become tamei meis for his wife. The other pasuk seems to say that he's not allowed to become tamei meis for his wife. The Gemara darshins that yesh ba'al shemitame, yesh ba'al shem. There are times that a kohen could be metame for his wife, and at times not. Okay, Tzad, when do we say each way? Metame hu l'ishtei k'shera. If his wife is k'shera, so then he could be metame for her. Metame l'ishtei psula. But over here, where she was mezane, b'aynes, b'lamaisa, she was mezane, so then the kohen is not allowed to be metame for burying her. So that's the makar for this halacha. The Mishnah continued and said that even though normally speaking when a woman who's married finds something, so the husband automatically is zaycha in the mitziah of his wife. His wife finds a nice expensive watch on the street. The halacha is that it now, as soon as she picks it up, it becomes under the ownership of her husband. But by this case, where the woman went away, where the husband went away and she came back, got remarried, husband came back, and this in our Mishnah's case, the Mishnah said that neither man are zaycha in her mitziah. Now, again, the first husband for sure not. Sorry, the second man for sure not, because he's not even her husband. Why not the first man? The first man's her husband, so why doesn't he get her mitziah? Explains the Gemara, because time of my amar rabbanan mitziyas isha labayla. This is all a dinder rabbanan, and if a woman finds something, it goes to her husband. It's a dinder rabbanan. Why did the rabbanan say that a woman's mitziah should go to her husband? Because if not, it could cause some sort of animosity in the marriage. It would cause some sort of problems in their shalom bayis sometimes if a woman would find something and she would hold it back from her husband. So they made a takana that anytime a woman finds something, it goes to her husband. But hach over here, there's no reason to give the mitziah to the man, even to the first man, because the havilei eva ve'eva, here we don't care for them to stay married. Not just we don't care, we dafka want them to get divorced. We're not looking for them to stay married. We don't care about their shalom bayis. So there's no reason to be misakin that her mitziah should go to her husband when we don't want them together anyways. Uvamaisiya deha. We said that neither husband gets her salary. Normally when a woman who's married works, so her salary, her money, automatically goes to her husband. Over here in this case, the money does not. Again, to the second man, for sure not. He's not her husband. Why not to the first man? Says the Gemara, because time of Mayami Rabbanan Maizia De La Baila, it's a din the Rabbanan that the woman's salary goes to her husband. Why did the Rabbanan make such a concept, a takana, that her Maizia Daim should go to her husband? It's Mishum De Ka'achla Mizoyne. It's because he's supporting her. He gives her food. He's buying things for her. So it would only be fair that her salary should go to her husband. But hach over here, came into mizayni lesla, since he's not supporting her, like we had earlier in the Mishnah, that he does not, he's not chayiv in her mizaynis. So mameila, maisei adeha lavdi day. Mameila, he doesn't get her salary either. Salary was only in exchange for the mizaynis. Since over here, in our case, she doesn't get mizaynis, mameila, he doesn't get her salary. V'loi mefer nidareha, neither man could annul her vows if she makes a neder. So normally a husband can be mater neder for his wife. If he hears her making a neder, he could just say, nope, I don't approve, and the neder goes away. In our Mishnah's case, so neither man has such a kayaf. Again, the second husband, the second man for sure not. He's not her husband. Why not the first man? Says the Gemara, because time of Mayam Rahmana Baal Mefer. What is the reason that the Torah gave the ability for a husband to be made for his wife's nedarim? Is Kadesh Shalai Tiskana? Is only so that she shouldn't become disgusting to him. Because maybe she'll make a neder that she's not going to take a shower. Well, she'll make a neder, she's not going to put on makeup, Rashi says. And that's going to cause her to be disgusting to her husband. So therefore, the Torah gave an ability for her husband, if you would ever hear such a thing, he could just say that, no, I don't approve. And then the neder goes away. But hacha, in our case of the Mishnah, with the man went away, so hacha, tizkana v'tizkana, let her be disgusting to him. Anyways, we don't care about the shalom bias, we're not looking for them to stay married. So therefore, we don't allow him to be made for nidara, because the only reason was for shalom bias purposes. So basically, anything that's for shalom bias purposes is out the window, because here, we're looking for them to get divorced, so there's no reason to give him that kayach.